More now from Homeland Security correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Until he was taken down by an alert New York City police officer, Saifullo Saipov was not someone investigators seemed to view as capable of mass murder or even a threat.
Hey, I need an ambulance right here.
But while the 29-year-old married father of three wasn't himself the subject of a law enforcement investigation, an intelligence source tells CBS News he had some contact with individuals who were considered radicalized extremists, and at least one of whom was from his native Uzbekistan. John Miller, the NYPD's Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism, says investigators have been going through Saipov's past.
What were his communications? Who were they with? What was the content? What's relevant to this?
Saipov is from Uzbekistan, a hotbed of radicalization for young ISIS sympathizers, many of whom have gone on to fight in Syria and Iraq. He immigrated to the U.S. in 2010, settling in Ohio, where people who know him say he spoke little English and seemed to grow disillusioned, angry, and depressed even as he embraced Islam. Murat Makhmumanov is an Uzbek religious activist who knows the suspect.
After he moved from Ohio, I think he becoming more and more radicalized, and, you know, maybe he got some teaching from internet.
Court documents filed late today show Saipov told investigators that he was, quote, inspired by ISIS videos he had watched on his cellular phone, including one video by ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and he wanted to kill as many people as he could.